I define an advanced athlete as not just advanced by performance, but advanced by knowledge base. Although I absolutely appreciate coaching. I think there are times that you can't tell what your body's doing, and I've had people coach me that have changed my movement. Like when Coach B worked with me, it's changed my movement. But I also think inherently understanding movement and exercise and physiology is absolutely helpful. In terms of my own programming, deciding, you know, what to add to the WODs, what type of warm-up, what's going to warm up, like, you know, how to best prepare my lumbar spine for an overhead squat, things that might not be in the warm-up. I could say it absolutely helps. To completely understand what's going on physiologically absolutely helps, without a doubt. I think a true understanding of movement, it's not just when you could do it yourself, but when you could teach the movement. And I find I've grown as an athlete by having the ability to teach the movement. I even find that when I give cues to other people, like, you end up applying it to yourself. So to me, that's like a really, really like important part of it. I don't think that I would be the same athlete that I am had I not fully immersed myself in it in all ways, like the education. I want to understand what I'm doing. I want to understand, like, you know, I think top people in any sport have a real, real inherent understanding of everything about the sport, not just that they're good at it. But the single most important tool I would say that's really, really helped me when I talk about accurate record keeping is I've probably been keeping training journals now for 15 or 16 years. I know that sounds absolutely crazy. I probably have ones from before that, from when I first started doing push-ups in fifth grade. But looking back on that and watching progress and just seeing cycles of that kind of stuff is really, really, really helpful of me. Like, I have the kind of data on myself that other people don't have. So that's a really, really big part of it. I mean, as I get later into my 30s, my strength could still improve. Am I going to get faster? Let's look at top sprinters, top track and field athletes. You know, our fastest women 400 and 800 meter runners, 100 meter runners, 32, 33 years old, is a 40-year-old woman beating time. So that's something that I struggle with. Somehow, of course, because it's me, I think that I'm going to be able to override all of that, but scientifically not so, which sort of makes the case for age groups at a certain point. But scientifically, there's no doubt that at a certain point, you definitely improve at a less rapid rate, especially somebody like me. Somebody that comes into CrossFit and is still relatively new is going to improve in leaps and bounds, even in their 40s and 50s, because they're relatively untrained. Whereas at the level of training that I am at, there's sort of not that much more. Like, it's itty, 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 bitty steps. And for me, the number one thing that's going to allow me to continue to improve is not to get injured and to take care of myself. So what becomes more important as you get to be an older athlete, which is probably my biggest weakness, is rest, is actually taking that rest time. Like, the 3-on-1-off is there for a reason. And I'll go 11 or 15 on. Hopefully it doesn't make it on camera that I said that I go 15 days training because I'm obsessed. But that's where I really see is, I mean, that's a weakness of mine, overtraining. But I think as you get older, you have to listen to your body. What happens is that recovery just takes longer. I mean, you've got more overuse stuff. You know, is there more wear and tear in the knee joint? Absolutely. Is there less cushion, you know, in your spine? Absolutely. But I think it's just about being smart, preventing injury. You need to warm up a whole lot more. You need to take care of yourself. You need to sleep. You need to eat right. You can't go out drinking. I mean, there are things that you could do and abuse your body at 20 that you can't do at 40. Because let's talk in terms of age and in terms of how long I've been training. What at this point is going to improve my deadlift? I've done the movement over and over and over and over. How much stronger am I going to get, and where are those gains going to come from? And like, the big part for me that's relatively untapped is dialing in my nutrition. The reason why I sort of shied away, and I have a fear. Fear's not a good word. I spent a couple years in my late teens, early 20s as a competitive bodybuilder, which isn't something that I mention often, kind of. It's not something that I don't want to take it away from anybody that it is a sport for, but to me it wasn't really a sport because there wasn't kind of a performance aspect of it. And the diet for that sort of like made me resent everything about dieting. What I try to do is be in touch with my body. What is it craving? What does it need? Am I identifying correctly that it's thirst? Is that what I need? You know, am I mistaking like how much of this or how much of that do I need? And there are definitely, like I said, I definitely eat, you know, way too much sugar and junk food. But for me, there's still a whole lot more room. Nutrition and rest. For me, the big difference going to the games this year is I'm not going to underestimate either one of those things. I always train. I always go into the gym. I never miss a training day. I always give it my all, but I don't rest. And nutrition has a long way to go. more than anything else, what's important is longevity. If I could only do this for 6 months, why would I do this? I see this as lifestyle. This is something that I want to be able to do the rest of my life. Can I sustain this? So I absolutely see long-term. I see myself with CrossFit long-term. I want to get out there and teach people. If people could have just 5 or 10 or 1% of the experience that I've had with fitness and athletics, they could experience 1% of the joy that I've taken from this, I think it would be pretty amazing.